This week, we're checking in on Europe's migrant situation. A couple of years ago, large numbers of migrants trekked from the Middle East to Europe, hoping for asylum in places like Germany. It was then called a crisis. Things have changed since then. The European Union made a deal with Turkey to try to stop the flow of people into Greece. Other countries closed their borders and put up fences. And many migrants ended up trapped somewhere along the route. Yesterday, we heard from migrants hiding to avoid deportation on the Greek island of Lesbos. Today, the world's Richard Hall reports from the town of Šid on the Serbia-Croatia border, where a similar situation is playing out.
You'd be forgiven for thinking that this is a celebration, but it's more a rare moment of escape. About two dozen men are trying to keep warm on a freezing night in this empty building. They're living their very own Groundhog Day. Almost every night they try to cross the border into Croatia. And every time they are pushed back by police.
It's impossible.
That's Sergei. He would only give his first name. He worked as a translator in his home country of Afghanistan before fleeing violence there 2 years ago, when he was 26. He's been traveling the migrant trail for 2 years and stuck in Šid for the past 6 months.
The situation is very backward here. Nobody doesn't want to stay in Serbia because of that.
About once a week, dozens of young migrants get together and sing and hang out here. They try to forget their problems for an hour or two. I was last in Šid in 2015 at the height of Europe's migrant crisis. I watched thousands of men and women, young and old, file through the huge cornfields that line the border into Croatia and the European Union. Back then, volunteers gave out juice and doctors were on hand for first aid. Since the Balkan route was shut off last year, people aren't moving anymore. Europe has closed its doors, and Serbia has become a giant holding pen. More than 7,000 refugees and migrants are stuck here. Here's Sergei again.
Many times, and I went to the Croatia, and more than 60, 65 times I've got, you know, well, there with the Croatia, even the Slovenia, across these borders. But, you know, what, the Croatian police and the Slovenian police, they catch me and brought me back here to the Serbia. I'm stuck here.
The migrants call it the game, and it's one they always lose. The few still trying to make it across this way are mostly young men traveling alone from Afghanistan, Pakistan, Algeria, and Morocco. They don't have any money. If they did, they would pay for a smuggler, as many others do. They are frustrated and tired. Many of them live in tents in a forest near the border. Some have turned to alcohol and drugs to ease the pain. Among the group I meet in Šid, one of them has a sling on his arm. Another has a large bruise on his face. Both of them say the Croatian police are responsible. NGOs have documented dozens of cases where migrants were sent back like this. Sometimes these pushbacks, as they are called, can have deadly consequences. I meet Muslima Hassini from Afghanistan in a cafe a little way down the road from the border. In November last year, she lost her 6-year-old daughter Medina while trying to cross into Croatia. She says she crossed the border with 6 of her 10 children. They reached the other side in the late evening when it was dark. They thought they had made it, but Croatian police spotted them and told them to turn around. Muslima begged them to let the family stay overnight, but she says the police sent them back, directing them along a railway line. And then the worst happened. Medina was struck by a train that no one saw coming. She can't tell the story without crying. Medina's 17-year-old sister, Nilab, is devastated too.
Why do you think we're an animal? We also have life. We can't forget life. Why? If you want a good future, a peaceful life, what's the problem in this? We are guilty. Because of that, we want a good life. I think no.
The incident drew attention to the Croatian policy of pushing people back across the border. Rights groups say the practice is illegal, and it only fuels the sense of desperation among the migrants. I sense that desperation in everyone I meet in Šid. Adela Al-Sharua hates that people talk about the border crossings as a game.
It's insane to call it a game because there are people dying. And I'm just wondering who was so sick to call that game, because this is not game.
Sharua is a dual Syrian Czech citizen, and some in her own family have travelled the migrant trail. Now, she runs a charity that washes clothes for migrants in the town, among other things. Most aid groups are set up to help families, women and children, but a lot of her work is focused on helping the young, vulnerable men at the back of the line. She calls the men travelling alone singles, and she worries about the consequences of leaving them all out here with no hope.
What I heard not only once, many times, even in Greece, when singles were telling me that you as a Europe, you are growing the terrorists in here because we are getting frustrated. We have no future. We don't know what will happen with us. And sometimes we feel that we are treated worse than animals.
She says the problem here is that Europe doesn't have the political will to deal with the ongoing migrant crisis in a humane way. The fear of more migrants arriving outweighs any concern for the well-being of people stuck in Shid. Until that changes, she says, no one wins this game. For The World, Richard Hall in Shid, Serbia.